The World of Rosalind Marlowe.
I died last year. Yes, it is a strange thing to say. That the person they say was I is gone. For me, the world began one bleak and fog-shrouded morning with a misty vision of a white-clad ghost shouting out of luminous space, standing beside me where I lay.
The nurse peers down at the face of the girl lying on the hospital bed. A face almost as pale as the white helmet of bandages she wears. The girl's eyes open.
Good morning, miss. And how are you feeling?
I don't know. Who are you? Where am I?
Is it hospital, love? You're all right. Just a bit of a scratch on the top of your head. Why, you went through the windscreen.
What? What do you mean?
Why, the accident, love. In the Red Cross lorry. Oh, you're lucky. It burnt to a crisp. A shame all your things had to be burnt with it. But then, as long as you're alive and not bad hurt, it's a small loss. Now, you just rest easy, Miss Marlowe. I'll be there.
Why, please. Yes. I don't understand. You call me?
Why, Rosalind Marlowe. You were on your way to Southampton to catch the boat to America. Don't you remember?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you are Rosalind Marlowe, aren't you, dearie?
I don't remember. Don't remember. I don't.
They stare at each other. The little cockney nurse and the girl on the bed. The one with troubled alarm. The other, reaching down the long, empty corridors of memory, searching for a sign, a thread of association that would lead her out of the black, frightening labyrinth into which her mind had plunged. She groped desperately, fear mounting like a black wave within her, and found nothing. At this point, we dub in the first commercial. And now, the world of Rosalind Marlowe.
Rosalind Marlowe, born December 24th, 1919, Montpelier, Vermont. Last United States residence, New York City. Previous occupation, secretary. Employer, Miss Catherine Chase. President Chase Associates, New York City. Assigned with overseas personnel, American Red Cross.
That's all I knew about this person they said was I. I, Rosalind Marlowe. But to me, it was just a name. A name I didn't even recognize. Mary. Catherine. To me, they were the names of strangers. Persons I'd never heard of before. It was difficult to write, to explain. But the most difficult of all was trying to answer the letters of Michael Wayne. The man who said he was my husband.
Hello? receiving the telegram from Washington saying you had been injured. I've been cursing the luck that took me out of the army and sent me back here to America so soon after our marriage. Darling, they say you've suffered a total loss of memory, that you remember nothing of your past. I simply can't believe you've forgotten me, about us. Write soon, my darling, and let me know exactly how you are. I'm still living on your aunt's estate. Ours now, I should say. What a pity she died before I got here. I would have liked to have known her. The wire from Washington, incidentally, was addressed to her. So I take it you never had your records changed after our marriage. Her old housekeeper, Cassie, takes good care of me. But it's so lonely.
You want to see Miss Marlowe?
Yes, I'm Mary Chase, an old friend of hers. I understand she arrived in New York last night and was entered here at this hospital.
Yes, yes, Miss Marlowe was here for a few days' rest and checkup.
Well, how is she?
There's nothing wrong with her physically, but I'm afraid that even though, as you say, you are an old friend, she probably won't remember you.
Oh, I know. She wrote me what happened. I know she doesn't remember who I am, but if she could only see me, if I could only talk to her, I know she'd remember. We worked together for nearly 2 years, right up to the time she went overseas.
Well, I hope you're right. This way, please.
I lay there waiting for the visitor they said had come to see me. Mary Chase. Mary Chase. I kept repeating it to myself. Soon the door would open. Would I recognize her? Would she lift the curtain for me?
Robin.
There she stood. Plain, soft-eyed woman of about 45. Smartly dressed. The reddish-gray streaked hair piled high on her head beneath the tiny straw sailor creation. I looked at her eyes. Searched her face.
Robin. Robin, honey.
I've been looking forward to seeing you. Mary.
Rosalind, you don't remember me.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Well, it will come back. Oh, Rosalind, honey. There, there. Don't cry. I didn't mean to upset you.
It's all right. Not you.
It'll all come back. I know it will. We'll help you.
It's been so long. 3 months. 3 months of not knowing who you are or what. It's maddening.
I know, dear.
I sometimes feel as though I'm locked in a cell with walls that fade away before me. Close in behind me no matter where I turn, where I go. It's like a very bad dream. Only it's real. It's real.
I know.
It's real.
I know, but it won't last. Rosalind, isn't there some faint memory? Something that we can start working on to open a stream of consciousness?
Yes. Yes, there are certain vague, I can't call them memories, impressions, perhaps. Oh, I don't know what they are. They're like things and people you meet in a dream. When you wake up, you can't remember what the dream was about or what any of the people looked like. Only a tune. I keep hearing it over and over. A tune. I don't know why it haunts me so. It keeps coming back to me ever since... Ever since that morning I woke up in London.
What is it? How does it go?
Very shocked. Very shocked. Dormez-vous.
Why, that's an old French nursery rhyme.
I know.
You knew the words, too.
Yes, I do. Don't ask me how or why.
What about the letters from home you received before you were hurt? When you went over them, didn't any of them awaken anything?
Everything I own was destroyed in the fire that followed the accident. Tell me.
Oh.
Everything except one letter, months old, that I left in the clubmobile where I was supposed to make donuts and coffee. It was from Miss Deborah Marlowe.
You remember? Your Aunt Deborah raised you.
She did.
What was her letter about?
It was a thank you note for a birthday present I've evidently sent her. And congratulations.
Congratulations?
I was about to marry a Lieutenant Wayne, see.
Rosalind, marry?
But didn't you know?
Well, you never... Oh, for heaven's sake, you did mention a Michael Wayne in one of the very last letters you wrote before you were hurt. Well, I never dreamed it was serious.
That's strange. Didn't the housekeeper tell you were staying at the house when she wrote you about my aunt's death?
Why, no. Cassie didn't say a word.
Lieutenant Wayne, it seems, was given a medical discharge and sent home shortly after we were married.
And he's been living at Glenhaven Estate all this time?
Yes.
But where is he now? Hasn't he come to see you?
I've been putting it off. Mary, I want to see him, but I'm afraid.
Oh, darling.
I don't know him, yet I'm married to him. I finally got up courage enough to ask the nurse to phone him when I'd arrived. He should be here in a little while.
And you haven't any idea what he's like?
Ridiculous, isn't it?
All right, excuse me.
Hello, doctor.
Well, how are you two coming along?
I'm afraid she doesn't recognize me yet, doctor.
It isn't hard to believe that we have been good friends.
Good, good. Contact with your old friends will probably help you more than anything else, Mrs. Wayne.
You never called me that before.
Well, you knew, of course, that you were married, didn't you?
Yes, I was told.
Well, that's more than we were, up till a few minutes ago. However, that's neither here nor there. Your husband is outside, waiting to see you. Are you ready to see him?
Yes, of course. Please.
Something... does come back, doesn't it?
I don't know. Something. Yes, something. I don't know what exactly. Something I've lost, I think. Something I can't find.
One moment, please. Would you please come in, Mr. Wayne?
Rosalind, darling, don't you recognize me?
I don't know.
Rosalind, my darling, say you do recognize me. I was so sure you would when you saw me again. Rosalind, remember the funny little hotel at Wroxham where we spent our honeymoon? And that apartment we had on Hammersmith in London, where none of the rooms were on the same level as the other. Darling, don't you remember? Just a little.
He stands there at her bedside, his dark eyes searching her face pleadingly, a face pale yet lovely, looking up at him with wide gray eyes, eyes haunted by invisible ghosts, trying to remember, desperately trying to remember, yet inwardly, unaccountably afraid to remember. Was this tall, handsome stranger the man she once loved and married?
Somewhere in the far, dark depths of my consciousness, shadows. Shadows of memories, fleeting and indefinable. I'd hoped against hope that seeing this man called Michael Wayne would give the shadows substance, would make them come alive for me. But as I looked into his dark, searching eyes, I knew it would have been in vain. I didn't in them.
Here, the second commercial will be dubbed in. Rosalind Marlowe struggles to open the door of a forgotten love with the solitary remembrance of an old nursery jingle and is startled by a strange request from the late Deborah Marlowe's old housekeeper, Cassandra. Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode in the story of the world of Rosalind Marlowe.